Shuffling Dead Cast, the ShufflingDead.com podcast. I'm your host, Noobs, editor-in-chief of ShufflingDead.com. Joining me, as always, is Shuffling Dead Cast co-host, Sulcy.
Hello.
And we'd like to welcome Shuffling Dead Cast's first guest, Weskimo.
Nice to be here,
friend
guys.
Of Shuffling Dead.
Editor-in-chief now, you're moving up in the world.
Well, I'm also president, founder, CEO.
It's a good gig you got going here.
Yeah. We're doing well at Shuffling Dead. Sulcy, why don't you start us off with our first story today?
Okay, so another Australia story, if you're not sick of Australia already. Epic Games is actually sticking up for, well, obviously the interests of adult video gamers, being able to buy any game they would want to.
Right, so last week we talked a lot about what a shithole Australia has become because they're a bunch of crazy censoring bastards, apparently. So, as you may know, if a game was rated by the Australian Ratings Board and was determined to not be appropriate for people over 15, well, they simply wouldn't rate it and you couldn't buy it in the country, period. Well, turns out that EB Games, even though they're big jerks who ruined Weskimo's Christmas...
Is that fixed yet, by the way?
I haven't gotten it yet. They've started up a little campaign. They're doing a thing where what's the thing where you sign things?
Petition?
That's the word.
Am I a thesaurus?
They're starting up a petition to try to convince the Australian government to let people play the games that they want to play. And additionally, quite the miracle, No More Heroes 2 has received a rating from the Australian Ratings Board, which means it's actually going to show up this time.
That's crazy, though. That's such a...
It's pretty surprising.
Mature game.
Yeah, exactly.
Sex and, like, really graphic violence.
Downward fucking dog. And so it looks like it'll actually show up. Now, the first one did show up in Australia, but it was heavily censored. There was no blood. So,
so there's pretty much, like, no game in it.
Well, they changed all the blood to ash, apparently.
I see.
Weskimo, why don't you tell us about how EB Games ruined Christmas?
Well, as part of my Christmas present, Noobs and fellow Shuffling Dead staff, D-Muser, went and got me the Rock Band stage kit, which, for anybody who hasn't really looked into it at all, is... it's a fog machine and light show that go along with the song, and it uses the pre-programmed data in the song to just go with it, and it should be pretty awesome. We haven't been able to use it because EB Games shipped us a stage kit without the light set.
Basically, half the kit was missing.
Yeah, it was. It's been really fantastic. So my opinion of EB was already very, very small as a result of a previous Christmas where they refused to take back a game with a receipt.
Really?
For a system I didn't have. You remember that I told you about that?
The Final Fantasy X story.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You eventually got a PS2, though.
Yeah, but I held on to the game for 2 years until I bought a PS2 because the dickhole at EB Games decided that even though I had a receipt saying I bought it or it was purchased at his store, he would treat it as a used game and give me $25 for it.
Unbelievable.
Brand new Final Fantasy X right when it came out.
Unbelievable.
It's an $80 game when it came out. He was going to
80?
Yeah, or 70.
It's
whatever
gotta be 70
whatever
or 60.
They were charging for
it's
in
not
that
80.
Day. I don't know. But $25 is what he wanted to give me for in its factory sealed wrap.
Wow.
Well, so EV is a steaming shithole, but apparently they're actually...
They're doing something here.
I think they just want a bigger market share, so they're bitching.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. They're just trying to sell more games. Now, here's a good story. There's a big rumor that the Blue Hedgehog, Sonic, is going to be playable in Super Mario Galaxy 2. Now, it's I'm going to stress that it's a rumor. There was a British magazine called Endgamer that went on to the Twitter, and they twatted, "We've just had some shocking news from an inside source at Nintendo. Sonic will be a playable character in Mario Galaxy 2. Wah!" They later added that it was from a trusted source and said that Sonic levels will be in something called Green Hill Galaxy. Now, this is pretty terrifying.
This is just horrible.
In a Wired interview, Miyamoto said that there's going to be less focus on the plot in this Super Mario Galaxy.
Yes, I've heard that.
So, you know, that's the perfect time to introduce useless characters.
I guess they don't have to explain it that way, right?
I'm sorry, but I admit I haven't really played through Mario games since Mario 64. But, I mean, is there really much of a plot other than the princess needs rescuing?
Right, that's the plot.
So they're paying less attention to that very simple
plot. The first Mario Galaxy had a new character, and there was some additional story. But it was pretty much skippable if you wanted to.
Well,
so.
you couldn't really avoid that one character.
Right.
She was pretty central.
Yeah, but there was like a whole bunch of extra story with her that you could just totally skip to. So, pretty much, this sounds awful because, as we all know, Sonic is the worst video game character of all time.
I wouldn't quite go that far, but I agree with the sentiment.
He will surely taint Mario Galaxy. And by the way, the first Mario Galaxy is my game of the past decade, which just ended. So I hope they don't screw it up by putting Sonic in there.
What about a Super Guide? Like in New Super Mario?
I'm a fan of the Super Guide. Do you know what this is, Wes?
Come on. What is this?
So,
it's when you fuck up too many times. It'll do the level for you.
What?
Yeah.
So, oh my god.
So, They introduced the Super Guide in New Super Mario Bros. Wii. If you die, like, 9 times or something on the same level...
What do you think happened to you, if I recall?
Maybe once.
I don't know if you want to admit it, but...
Might happen.
You are pretty bad.
You have the option of letting Luigi play the game... play the level for you. You can interrupt him and take over at any time. Or you can just watch how he does it as an instructional guide, or you just let him beat the whole thing.
This is unacceptable.
You're opposed to that?
I'm so opposed to that. I mean, I understand that there are some games where they get to be frustrating because they're just not fun, because you're losing too much.
Yeah.
But Mario...
It's a tough one, though. That New Super Mario Bros. Wii was a tough game. And I've played all the 2D Mario games.
I've played some tough games, though, but I certainly don't want... See, this is another example. Just Nintendo just... coddling people. They're trying to make people learn.
Uh-oh.
They're, like, learning how to play the game instead of, figuring it out for themselves.
Yeah, well, so their business angle on that game in particular was this. It's a game that's trying to introduce new players to Mario, though. So they're trying to help them along. And you're opposed to that?
Yeah.
You like a high barrier of entry to your video game.
Not a high barrier,
you
want to
keep all of the plebeians out.
Make a couple of the early levels, the basics. You know,
well, they had that.
That's usually, like, any other game, that's enough to make it through. To learn the basics, and then use those skills that you learn to complete the missions.
So you're... Well...
I think we should move on.
We should move on. Oh. We could go on all night. Oh, here we go. Avatar. Have you seen this?
I have not had the occasion
to see it. Oh my god. Well, it's now the highest grossing movie of all time.
It beat Titanic.
It certainly did. So, I'm judging this based on U.S. unadjusted gross. Because that's the list everybody talks about. It was already the highest grossing movie internationally, but nobody ever talks about that. But I want to get some things out of the way here. It cheated to get there. The tickets for Avatar cost more than a regular movie because it's 3D. Plus the inflation of tickets anyway, which is why new movies always make more money than old movies. And as ultimate proof of this, it's sold far fewer tickets in the U.S. than a lot of other movies. It's only 21st on that list. And it's like half what the number of tickets the original Star Wars sold. So in that respect, Star Wars still wins. But the truth is...
Which means you're happy.
Well, I'm worried that the furries are taking over. Now, look at that picture for a moment.
You say there aren't furries in Star Wars?
What? Yeah, what the hell,
Chewbacca? Then? Come on.
Yeah, but nobody wants to have sex with Chewbacca.
Oh, I'm sure it's on the internet.
Whereas Neytiri there, what do you think of her?
She looks like a furry. She looks like her and Sonic the Hedgehog would be good together.
Good point, Weskimo. Yeah. So, I don't know, does this story bother you guys at all?
Well, I found out that it was beat, I'm assuming in the U.S., like what finally took it out of number one in the box office was Dear John.
That's right. So it finally was not the top movie this past weekend, and it was because of this Dear John movie, which I know nothing about.
I know nothing about it either.
All I know is I saw a picture of, like a poster for it when I went and saw a movie the other day.
What did you see?
Oh, what did we see? I don't even remember.
Alrighty then.
Anyway.
Wasn't Dear John.
Yeah, Dear John had a picture of Channing Tatum on it, and I hated it immediately. I'm pretty sure that's the one.
Actually. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That is right.
And it immediately made me not want to see it. But I can tell all the 16-year-old girls did.
Oh, God. Okay, we got a Sarah Palin story.
What the hell is that?
Well, you're looking at a photo of a slightly older, fatter woman wearing a horrible picture of Sarah Palin on her shirt.
Full print.
Right, it's... Her face is the whole shirt.
The entire torso.
So it's as though Sarah Palin's giant head has a smaller, old, fat head on top of it. Anyways, let's get to the story.
This is mortifying, but okay.
Alright, this is a good story. So, Sarah Palin, she has a child who has the Down syndrome. And she takes issue with people using the term retard. She's trying to get that to be put in the same categories like racial slurs and things. So people stop saying it in everyday conversation. So, fair enough. Rahm Emanuel, Obama's chief of staff, he used the term, and she called for him to be fired, basically. And then Rush Limbaugh, her conservative buddy, used the same term on his program, and she was like, that's okay.
Just satire.
It's satire, which it wasn't at all, of course.
Of course not.
He called... do we have his quote? I don't know. He said the term... Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Our political correct society is acting like some giant insult's taken place by calling a bunch of people who are retards, retards. Does that sound like satire to you?
Not at all.
So what do you think of this hypocrisy?
The hypocrisy or the general idea of trying to make...
No, Palin's hypocrisy.
Oh, well, that's government for you.
Yeah.
Really, I'm not all that surprised.
I mean, the fact that politicians are even, like, using words like retards, it's a little sketchy at all.
Yeah, I mean,
Be, like, the first thing they're like, oh, let's stay away from retard?
Yeah, you would think. Rahm Emanuel shouldn't have said that. What do you feel about the term retard? Don't care?
I don't care so much about it. Like, I understand it can be offensive to some people, but, I mean, I don't agree with the call to be fired for it right now, because, I mean, it's not as if it is on par with a racial slur right now. So, I mean, if it was, you know, socially blacklisted already, fine. Like, if somebody starts dropping N-bombs all over the place in government, then, yeah, they should get the heck out of there. But, like...
That's my favorite weapon in Perfect Dark.
And bomb. Yeah, it is a solid wall of blackness.
So. Holy shit! All right, this is a pretty boring story, but there's a new documentary coming called "The People vs. George Lucas," and basically they ask for people to submit their personal stories about how they feel regarding George Lucas and how he's ruined Star Wars, and they're basically like, hey. We kind of feel like we own your movies now, and you really screwed it up with the remastered editions, yeah. Where the hand does not shoot first. Did you see those?
Nah.
And the prequels.
What's the problem with that? With the hand did not shoot first?
What? Well, look, you know, in the first Star Wars movie, he's in the bar and he's confronted by Greedo, who's asking him for money. And Han gets his gun out under the table and shoots Greedo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they recut that scene so it's like they kind of shoot at the same time, so it's Han looks like less of a jerk, I guess.
No, Han Solo is, especially at the beginning of the movie, he's kind of a dirtbag.
Right, exactly. So, it was perfectly acceptable the way it was, and yeah. George Lucas fucked it up. Do you feel that he, as a filmmaker, has the right to change that?
His movie, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
He has the rights to it. He can do whatever the heck he wants.
Okay, so you think it's dumb?
I think it's dumb, but he totally has the right
to do it. But this concept that the fans own his movies?
No.
Okay. Oh my god. Weskimo, you're a big PlayStation fanboy, so I know you're excited about this.
Oh god. Keep in mind, I haven't touched a PlayStation console since PlayStation 2.
Well,
I haven't even touched the PSP.
Sony's got their online network. And they're starting up a reality show only available on their PlayStation Network. It's called The Tester. And it's a show about, like, what is it, about eight people in a reality show setting competing over a QA position with Sony.
Which is like a $7 to $12 per
hour. Yeah, it's not exactly a classy job.
And you get a $5,000 bonus when you win.
But it's still awful.
It's really awful.
You get $5,000, but you get to work for us for pennies.
But I mean, it's airing on PlayStation Network.
Yeah, right.
Who's going to watch it?
Well, luckily for everybody, the first trailer came out for this show, and, you know, it's typical reality show. People are crying. Girls are using their sexuality to manipulate men. I mean, it looks just ludicrous. And they're competing over a shitty job. So are you going to watch this, Wes? Come on.
Oh, no. Well, I can't because I'm not on their online network, obviously.
Why not?
Time to get a PS3, Wes, come on.
Huh?
PS3 time.
I don't want one.
Or PSP.
Don't get a PSP, Wes. you know, the Super Bowl just happened. Did you watch that?
Nah.
Salsi?
Pardon me?
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
No.
No, of course not. We're nerds. And I hate football, especially, even more than other sports.
I kind of like football, but I'm just too lazy to bother watching something.
Well, especially football games that are like 4 hours long.
Yeah.
That's like, anyways, you know, they have their usual super fancy Super Bowl commercials during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And there was one that featured Megan Fox in a spot for Motorola. Well, at one point, they show a close-up of her using one of their phones, but it's not her hand because she has a club thumb.
She's got toe thumbs, basically.
She's got toe thumbs.
Tiny little weird
nails. I heard about
that once. Because she Googled it. It's kind of gross.
Well, they were weird-looking.
Pretty weird.
Well, the disorder is called brachydactyly, if I'm saying that correctly.
Probably not.
I felt like I did pretty well. But, you know, we're looking at a picture of her.
Okay, that's a pretty small thumb, though, and it's at an angle. If you look at the, like, real one close on, it's pretty freaky.
Well, I don't
you
think...
You don't want to, like, sell your phone with that thumb, I'm telling you.
Well, Eskimone, now you're learning that Megan Fox is imperfect.
I knew that. I knew about the thumb thing.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
This is old news?
Well, I didn't know about the Super Bowl. They switched out her hand thing.
Oh, okay.
That's
well, that's irrelevant. The story is that she's imperfect.
So?
You don't care.
No.
Would you still hit that?
Probably.
Yeah.
Would you get a hand job from that?
Ah!
that's the million-dollar question.
Well, Eskimo looks uncomfortable.
If you close your eyes, it's all good.
Oh,
my God. Eskimo, you probably noticed this week Facebook changed their layout.
Yeah.
I mean,
although
did you care?
What I cared about was that I only saw one of my friends who had a whining Facebook status about the Facebook change.
Thought there should have been more?
Well, I saw it change, I'm like, oh no, there's going to be like, and you know the friends, everyone has those friends that will whine about anything Facebook does.
Yeah.
Because they just want it to be the exact same at all.
Or they don't want it to exist at all.
There's that.
Like certain people we know. Salsi, how did you feel about the change?
I just miss on the news feeds how you can not filter. I don't know if I just am not finding it, or I want to filter my friends and family. And
right, because you can group your friends
like,
by different...
Now I get a bunch of updates from like people at work that I don't give a shit about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The layout, it's different, and to me, it doesn't seem to be quite as, you know, intuitive. Like, you have to actually look for things instead of, you know, having them just displayed for you. I don't know.
I'm just
trained to look in the in the other spots right now.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think overall, it's different. Yeah, it's minor.
You know what I can't believe? That you wrote a news article about it.
Yeah. Well, I saw that. I was like, this is breaking news. I have to write about this.
Unbelievable.
It's pretty much like, I have no other ideas for writing right now.
Oh.
Thanks, Weskimo.
No,
you've revealed the secret. Here we go. Weskimo, did you ever play Dead Space?
I didn't.
You didn't care, hey?
Yeah.
Well, they came out
did
with...
Did you play it?
No. Let me explain. The first game, Dead Space, was 360 PS3. And it was critically acclaimed and did not sell well. So they made a prequel that was a light gun game for Wii, also sold poorly.
And was it a good game?
Well, it got reviewed pretty well. But here's the thing. Nobody bought it because they're sick of light games, because there's been so many on Wii. And everybody really just wanted a proper, full game like the original Dead Space. So at the time that EA was making it, they were like, oh, it's a full game, it's really great, we're really putting our budget behind this Wii title. But now that it's bombed, they're like, they're revealing their true colors. Because now they're willing to sell for $15 as a downloadable on 360 PS3. What they regard as a full-price Wii game is a $15 360 game.
Well, I think that's because the Wii one just didn't sell, though. Well, even though it won a lot of best
I think this is evidence that they didn't put in the effort that they claimed. And they basically treat Wii owners like shit.
The Wii one was also critically...
It was short, and it wasn't what people wanted. And if it was a proper full game, they would have up-res the textures and sold as a full-price game on 360.
I see what you mean.
You see what I'm saying? But no, they're like, it's a cheap downloadable. Weskimo, do you feel that EA is privileging 360 PS3 over Wii?
That's pretty much EA all over. They'll do whatever they feel they can make money the easiest way.
Well, it's more like recouping their losses
in this case, yes. But, I mean, there's any number of EA games.
Why would they sell it as a full-content game if it didn't sell well on Wii? That's just, like, shooting themselves in the foot.
My point is that they make a Wii game and they pretend it's a full game. And then when they go to the 360, they're like, oh, we admit it, it wasn't a full game.
You caught us.
You see what I'm saying? They treat Wii owners like they're second-class citizens. Why are you rolling your eyes?
Because it's this argument again?
Oh, here we go. Another video game story, and another Australia story, actually. Once again, in Australia, this poor guy, he ripped New Super Mario Bros. Wii, and he put it up for torrent on the internet, and he was apparently the first guy to put it up on the internet. Well, Nintendo used what they called sophisticated technological forensics and tracked him down, and he now faces the staggering fine of $1.5 million Australian dollars. Now, is this not just infuriating to you guys?
I thought you didn't like pirates, and you're all anti-piracy, especially for, oh my god, Nintendo.
No.
You should be behind them, shouldn't
you? No, look. I recognize...
he's losing jobs for Nintendo. He could be the factor why EB Games is like...
Miyamoto's stock is going down.
Jesus Christ. No, look, this is ludicrous. I mean, I understand that piracy should be against the law. That's fine. But I think you should have to pay, like, if you're caught, pay it, like, a speeding ticket. Not $1.5 million.
So you're saying it should be in relation to what it costs the company, right?
Right, exactly.
So, like, speeding ticket, you're 20 over, here, have a, you know...
Well, 20 over is a lot.
Well, fair enough. Here, have a $200 ticket.
Yeah, okay.
$250 ticket, whatever. But, I mean, you're 5 over, have a, you know... $90 ticket.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And never this absurd amount, because there is no way he cost the company $1.5 million.
He was the very first person to have this torrent down for...
Well, does that also include... Down. Well, did other people do it after?
As long as one other person gets it, that one...
Right, because it's torrent. Because
right.
He puts it up, somebody downloads it from him, the next person downloads it from the two of them.
So even if we did, like, 10, that could have been enough to, like, lose... $1.5 million worth of sales.
But really, he was just one link in the chain, though.
Plus, I don't know exactly what their regulations on piracy are, but I'm sure there's some sort of actual fine for the illegality of the action, right?
I don't think so. I think you just get sued.
Oh.
For damages.
Fair enough.
I wonder if the Americans that got sued a long time ago.
Right, they got sued, but they didn't get hit by the government, though, did they?
No, I don't think it was the government.
No.
But they got fined, like,
millions of dollars. Once again, it's the same... ridiculous thing. I mean, okay, Salty, tell us why you don't think piracy should be illegal.
No, I do think it should be illegal.
Okay, what do you think is inappropriate?
I just don't think companies should
go after them. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I think I agree with you. I would prefer it if the government did it, because it was against the law and not leaving up to corporations who take the law into their own hands and do ludicrous things like
this. Then if it was Australia, you'd be like, Australia's... being a bunch of jerks.
This is not an Australia thing.
It's an Australia story and not like a U.S. story.
I'm still stuck on this sophisticated technological forensics.
Yeah, I want to. So he put it up, they downloaded it from him, and they were like, that's him.
Oh my god, we're so sophisticated.
Yes, this is a video game heavy week. Nintendo has announced that they will be holding a mystery conference February 24th. And nobody knows what it is. Predictions.
Well, obviously the new Zelda, maybe.
Zelda Wii?
Super Mario 2, obviously. Maybe a release date or something.
Yeah. Weskimo prediction?
Wait, I have one more.
Oh, okay.
Metroid, Other M.
Yeah.
Pretty safe guesses.
Any one of those, they could just be like, it's coming out. Because apparently there's been a magazine that says there's going to be a big release coming out March 12th, and people are thinking they're going to announce it, and it's going to come out like 2 weeks later on this March 12th date. Wes Kamal,
you think?
What do you think this conference is going to be about?
That would be amazing if they managed to pull something off and put, like...
Well, this is Nintendo's strategy now. They don't market games for, like, months and then release them. They're like, it's done, and then they throw it out.
That's going to be refreshing to see, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I'm going to enjoy that rather than hear, hey, no. Mass Effect 2 has been in production for 2 years, 3 years, and then, you know...
Did you see Demuser is really ragging on that game on Facebook?
Oh, Demuser hates everything, though, yeah. So you can't really take his opinions in any sort of confidence.
So, do you have a prediction on what this is going to be?
This is the first I've heard of this, because I've...
You just got to take a wild guess.
Take a wild guess.
New Wii hardware.
What's that?
Wii 2.
The Wii 2, yeah.
Gotta compete with Sega's new console.
Yeah.
Call it the Wii 360.
Well, yeah, my prediction is Metroid Other M, but I'm secretly hoping for Pikmin 3. We need Pikmin 3. We know they're making it, but we haven't seen anything about it.
I'd rather have a little King story, too. That's not Nintendo.
Oh, well, I'm hoping for Pikmin 3.
It's funny that you mentioned that Nintendo's new strategy is to not release things lots and lots in advance, because, you know, Nikon's starting to do that, too. I think all the camera companies are starting just to announce things before they, like, let all this hype and rumors go.
Yeah.
Now they're starting to get away from that.
Well, I mean, I think it's good in some respects, because you don't have to then deal with delaying it and people being disappointed and then, you know, announcing it again and then delaying it again, like Mass Effect 2.
Or StarCraft 2.
Oh, yeah. Or anything that Blizzard's ever done.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they end up doing this where they just announce the game's coming out, they throw it out there, and they don't get any hype for it going, and it bombs. And then they're like, oh, I guess people don't like those kinds of games. No, it's because you didn't produce any hype for the game.
You're so angry.
And it's like they're sabotaging the sales of their own games specifically, so they have examples of what they don't want to sell.
Stupid method.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. Now, I'm a big fan of Anonymous. These are the 4chan guys who've taken matters into their own hands on a number of occasions. You know, made war against Scientology, all of that. And now they're going after Australia. We should just be an Australian podcast. I don't know. Nothing fun happens in Canada. So they just announced and executed Operation Titstorm Wednesday and Thursday against the Australian government. The backstory here is that the Australian government... They've been censoring internet porn, and just recently they went after small-breasted women in porn, because apparently people who look at that turn into pedophiles. So Anonymous is like, no, fuck you.
That was kind of their
down
last
with censorship.
They said, with
yeah,
all
that's
the censorship
right.
That
they've been really crazy.
It wasn't just the porn.
I'd really love to see the statistics and studies that watching small-breasted women in porn turns you into a pedophile.
You know what I think's funny is that 4chan is, like, the speaker for not having small-breasted images of women represent pedophilia. I think that's a little ironic.
They're only pedophilic, ironically. Last news story here. There's this very famous gaming magazine in Japan called Famitsu, and they did a poll of their readers for who the coolest video game character ever is. Weskimo, you're gonna like this one.
Oh my god, here we go.
Here's the list. Okay. Start with 15. Read it out here.
Number 15, Professor Layton.
You know him?
I know the name. Where is he from again?
He's from the little DS series, Professor Layton and the blah blah blah, like the Curious Village.
I've heard the name.
Salty.
They were excellent
big fan.
Little games.
Keep going.
All right, number 14, Toro, Sony's PlayStation pseudo mascot.
You know, PlayStation had a mascot.
Nah.
It's really cute. It's
no,
like that little
I'm
cat.
Still, one. Didn't it still used to be like?
They used to use Crash, but they never owned Crash.
Oh, okay.
Though.
Okay.
It was a different company's mascot.
Okay. So I don't know what this.
Yeah, we don't even have Toro.
Number 13 is what the Felons? I don't know. From Monster Hunter?
Who cares?
What the... Whatever. Number 12, Kirby. I don't know about that. He wasn't really very... Was he cool? What?
Hey.
Who's Kirby?
Yeah.
He's a little freaking marshmallow that eats things. Who cares?
He'd kick your ass.
Are you saying that Kirby sucks?
No, I wouldn't say he sucks.
He sucks.
Keep going.
All right, number 11, Kazuma Kiryu.
No idea who that is.
Japanese mascot somewhere, I don't know. Number 10, Sonic.
Oh!
He made the top 10.
Yeah. Number 9, Pikachu.
I'm surprised Pikachu's not higher.
Furries of the World Unite.
If it was like 5 years ago, he'd be a lot higher.
Yeah.
Number 8, Amaterasu. What the hell?
This
is
from Okami. Okami?
I haven't beaten that.
The dog? The dog?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's his slash her,
like,
I think.
The sun goddess, or whatever. It's like some major jade.
Okay, well, that character was pretty cool.
Okay.
Number 7, Yuri Lowell. That's from Tales of Vesperia.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You played that one?
I did.
Is that actually a deserving place, 7?
He was kind of cool, but I wouldn't say in the top 15 ever.
Mm-hmm.
Over Pikachu?
Definitely over Pikachu. Pikachu is... Oh, I'm angering furries everywhere right now. But number 6, Link.
Oh.
All right.
He's number 1.
I could put Link in the top 10.
Thanks, Weskimo. Nice concession.
Link is a pretty cool character, and he's stood the test of time. He's pretty sweet. Number 5, Sora.
Ugh. Disgusting.
I really don't think Sora should be anywhere on this list.
This giant key-wielding piece of shit.
Who hangs out with Donald Duck,
who
Mickey
sucks
Mouse.
Goofy's cock. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, I liked the character, but he was very, you know...
He's a typical RPG character.
Typical square spiky RPG, hair. Spiky-haired, sword-wielding
key-wielding superhero.
Yeah. Number 4, Slimes from Dragon Quest.
You should know, at least. Haven't you played Dragon Quest?
Not yet.
What
have you?
No, it's...
There was one on PS2.
They're probably cute, like little coins.
I have it. My brother gave it to me for my birthday, but I haven't played it yet.
Well, they're little blobby things.
Yeah.
Blobs are so big in Japan.
Here we go. Number 3, your favorite.
Number 3, Cloud Strife. Oh my god.
You
just emos took over the world.
Is he your number 1?
No. Good god. But, I mean, sure. Oh my god. It's not unexpected.
Where would you put Cloud?
I know
we'd be
what
up
what if
there.
You were a teenage girl?
If I was a teenage girl?
If you were Tifa Lockhart.
Tifa would put him at number 1 through 15. He would be the only character on the list, because Tifa's good like that.
Here we go. Here's the great injustice of all time.
Number 2, Mario.
Mario.
Number 2. Now, how do you feel about that?
Well, at one point, I feel like he really deserves to be number 1. But at the other time, the other thing is, this is a list of the coolest video game characters.
Coolest, not greatest. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Coolest is a translation, so yeah. What is... I guess. I don't know. Like, he's not
greatest.
Guess
where Luigi was.
Where was Luigi?
18th.
18th?
I don't think...
Way below.
I don't think he should have been on the list.
No.
Did you ever play Mario's Missing?
I didn't.
Luigi's Mansion, where he's like a scared little pussy though.
I tried Luigi's Mansion. I was...
I like that game. Alright, move on.
Alright, jumping up to number 1. Solid Snake. Now, Solid Snake is a pretty decent character from the Metal Gear Solid series, right?
Or
from
Metal Gear Solid. I mean, Metal Gear series.
Yeah.
I just got the NES Metal Gear Weskimo.
Did you?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
It's terrible.
I'd imagine. I've seen, you know, gameplay footage and stuff from the NES, and I wasn't impressed, but I don't know. I was a big fan of the PS2 games. Like,
not so much the PS3 games.
I haven't played the PS3 games, so I don't have a PS3. He is cool. I'll give him that.
Is he the coolest?
Cooler than Sonic?
Yeah. Sonic? Yeah, I would put him on the list for sure. But I think I'd have a tough time even rating who was on the number 1. I don't know, who would you guys put as number 1? You said Link, I guess, but...
Right.
Link or Mario.
Snorlax.
I think Samus should be on the list, actually.
Yeah, where was Samus? This is a top... I mean, the list was actually 50 long. We weren't going to read the whole thing.
Of course.
So not. I don't know where.
But I think Samus should be in the top 15 there somewhere.
Yeah, I agree.
I would put it cooler than Pikachu.
Metroid's not very popular in Japan compared to here, so that's probably why. All right, well, that wraps it up for news this week. Good job, Weskimo.
Well, thanks. Seriously, and I haven't read any of it.
Now we're moving on to the things of the week portion of the podcast. Starting out with Salsi's favorite YouTuber, Lisa Nova, Interneter of the Week. Tell us about Lisa Nova and why you like her so much.
Well, I don't think she's that great. I do subscribe to her channel. And I hope she does the best she can, because, you know, I'm sort of rooting for her. So she's got, like, 400,000 subscribers. She's got some characters, like Affirmation Girl, her new little teeny rich girl. I can't even remember
what it's called.
And now she's got another one that she makes fun of makeup tutorials, which is really funny. And she also got on Matt TV for a while, but they kicked her off after 4 episodes.
Yeah, I think they had budget cuts.
I think she can only do so many characters, too, that she's not that funny.
She's not so good that she deserves to be on Matt TV.
I don't think Matt TV is very good anyways, but...
Well, I hate her, and I'll tell you
why. She's also famous for being a bit of a spam bot.
That's right, she is a big spammer.
And she did comment on your channel,
didn't she? She commented on one of my videos.
Did she? You think it was really her?
That's... yes, I know it was her, because she held a contest where you could reply to her video.
Was it her or a bot?
No, slow down.
tell the story.
And she... And, oh, okay, she...
Which video was it, to start with?
It was our Gears of War video that you were in.
Really?
Aww. Yeah. Lisa Nova watched our Gears of War video.
Or a bot did.
So, her and her assistant, not a bot, watched all of these videos, and they picked, like, their favorites to win this contest. We did not win, unfortunately.
Well, we damn well should have.
But she did comment on the video. She said, cool video, or something like that.
Really?
So, there you go, Weskimo. Internet celebrity Lisa Nova has seen your face. Maybe, possibly. Well, I hate her because I'm jealous of her, because she's, like, gets to be on TV and makes a living off of being an internet celebrity.
Apparently she's got her own company, or she's part of a company about sort of new age, not new age, but, like, current advertising and sort of, like...
Like, online advertising?
Mm-hmm. Like, what's it called? Viral videos, I guess. Viral marketing.
Okay. Yeah. She's also gotten a lot of her... all of this attention on YouTube because, as you said, she kind of has done some, like, spammy things in the past where she commented on, like, basically every single YouTube channel that she could find, including mine, again. And she got people to help her with that. So, you know, that's iffy. Anyways, Interneter of the Week, Lisa Nova, please give me some money. Oh, here's a good category for you, Eskimo. Magic Card of the Week, him to Turok.
How has this not made your Magic Card of the Week before?
Yeah, one of the best cards ever.
Fantastic card.
How many times have I hit you with this bad boy?
Have to remember how many times I wanted to punch you in the face. Because it's
thousands, at least.
It's an extremely irritating card. Very early, easy to get off early in the game, and just devastating.
That's right. So, 2 black mana... target player discards 2 cards at random from his or her
And the
hand.
Random is really what gets
it. It is.
Because, I mean, I'll hit you with Blightning now, every
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
And but you get to pick the 2 cards that you discard.
That's right. The thing is, him to Turok, you can play that on them second turn, and if you get lucky, you get their lands, they're fucked. They're not coming back from that.
Presumably, yeah.
So, just an
awesome
Especially
if you've got a second one in your hand.
Yeah. That's right. Well, you know what the play is, Weskimo. First turn, the thing that gives you 3 black mana.
Dark Ritual.
Dark Ritual plays you the thingy. Him, Hypnotic Spectre, first turn. That's your first turn. Second turn, him to Turok, then attack them with the Hypnotic Spectre. The game's over. You just won the game. Mono black control. So, as I stated in this little write-up, I've been seriously considering playing my mono black control deck featuring him to Turok at an upcoming Magic the Gathering tournament. What do you think I should do?
I wish this deck stays as far away from me as possible. So I disagree with this statement, but I don't know. It's an very... See, the thing is that this tournament's an annual thing, and you keep entering, and you've never come anywhere near the top. And so you think this deck changes your chances?
It's a really good deck.
It is a pretty good deck.
Well, we'll have to see.
Hymn to Turok, good card.
Sulcy, we got another Sonic story here. Maybe you'd like to tell us about it.
Well, I don't really see what the big deal about this story is, but you were pretty enraged about it. So somebody on...
This is a shameful human of the week, by the way.
An official site wrote this short paragraph about the backstory to this new Sonic game. New Sonic game?
Right, Sonic the Hedgehog 4 is coming out for download on Wii, PS3, 360. It's going to be 2D. It's going back to the Sonic roots. And on their official website, somebody, as you said, wrote up the backstory of the previous Sonic games leading up to Sonic the Hedgehog 4.
So should I read it for you?
Please do.
Okay, here
we go. And really jazz it up for us.
Well, I'll read it as the grammar would lead me to want to read it. Their reunion is short-lived, however, as Eggman resurfaces and begins kidnapping Sonic friends again in an effort to create more workers to finish his ultimate weapon, the Death Egg. Teaming up with the newly met Miles, Tails, Prower, Sonic embarks on a new mission through the West Side Island in an effort to free his friends and ensure Eggman does not obtain the 7 Chaos Emeralds to fuel the Death Egg.
So that's just an excerpt. It goes on and on.
So basically, the only two problems that I saw was one missing apostrophe, and I think one really annoying comma, and maybe... a run-in sentence.
That first sentence is a monster.
But I mean, it's not that enraging.
And the U in Ultimate Weapon, I think, should be capitalized as well.
No. It's his ultimate weapon. It's not called Ultimate Weapon.
It should be.
No.
Anyway.
It's called the Death Egg.
Why is Weapon, I guess, capitalized and not?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, if Weapon's capitalized, so should Ultimate.
That's a good point, Westworld.
I didn't even catch that.
My big issue was...
That first sentence is ungodly.
It's just unwieldy.
It doesn't stop.
No. The second sentence, though, has one of those little asides with the commas.
Yeah.
Where they say, teaming up with the newly met,
comma,
Miles, Tails, Prower, comma, Sonic embarks on a new mission. But when you do an aside like that, you have to make it so the sentence makes sense without the aside in it. They're basically saying, teaming up with the newly met, Sonic embarks on a new mission. They just fucked it up. Somebody got paid to write this shit.
Yeah, they should have moved the comma.
Or to translate it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, English isn't really their forte.
Well, they're pretty shameful in my opinion.
You're just jealous.
And I'm so jealous that somebody's getting paid to write this shit, and meanwhile, I'm running a website.
Pulling out your hair over poorly written intros to Sonic 4.
That's right.
And Facebook changes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good one. Weskimo, you ever watch Star Trek Enterprise?
Oh my god, no.
Well, we featured the Enterprise episode Dear Doctor this week on the site. This is from the first season of Enterprise, and it's where Phlox, he's flirting with one of the human crew members, and they end up hooking up, even though he's already got, I think, two wives already. And then they go down to an alien planet, and the aliens are like, please help us, we have this disease. Phlox finds a cure, but he's like, you know what? They didn't develop this cure, they don't deserve to live. It's the prime directive in its earliest form. He's like, no, we shouldn't interfere. If they can't figure this out, they obviously have not progressed evolutionarily the way they should. They should just, they should just go extinct. How do you guys feel about this philosophy?
You know what, I really don't care about Star Trek. But it's so poorly
as
written.
As a philosophical question, Sulcy.
Thank you.
As a philosophical question, do you think that humanity has the right to interfere with less developed cultures? If we could save them.
This is a hard question. Like, should cancer be allowed to keeping our age limits down, or should we just keep on living forever?
Let's cure cancer, live
this
forever.
This is just retarded.
Oh, Sarah Palin's coming for you now. All right, you guys don't seem to care too much.
No, it's the Prime Directive, I guess. I don't know. It's Star Trek.
What do you think?
I think that they should have given them the cure and stopped being such jerks.
How come you didn't say
that's
cool?
That's a very humanistic view.
Well, thank you, Eskimo, I think.
I'm not sure if I meant that as a compliment or not.
That's
didn't
okay.
Didn't you do a video this week?
I sure did. And as soon as I find it, we can talk about it.
Did what?
I did a video this week.
Oh, video.
It'd be Wednesday.
Here it is. It's called Expanding the Collection. Check it out.
You wore the Mario hat again.
Yeah, because I was talking about collecting games and game merchandise.
Okay.
So I was pointing out the hat is one of my prized possessions in terms of game merchandise.
Okay.
I don't know if you have any favorite game merchandise yourself?
Not so much game merchandise, I guess. I don't know. I do enjoy my Spider-Man, but that's more of a movie.
Yeah,
even
that's
though
merch.
It's a game, but yeah. I do enjoy this, the big cardboard cutout of Spider-Man.
Do you have any old games that you're proud to say you have in your collection, because maybe they're really rare or obscure?
Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
That's right.
Metal Warriors.
That's a good one.
And Rampart.
Oh, that's a really good one, actually. Yeah. That is obscure. Final Fantasy 3.
Yeah, okay, I'm very proud to have that.
I mean, that's a little more common, but it's one of the best games ever, so. Battletoads Super Nintendo.
I'm not proud to own that.
No.
No.
Super Baseball.
Oh, most definitely. The number of hours we've spent on that game.
Terminator.
No. That game was awful.
These are all Super Nintendo games, by the way.
Yes.
What else did we do on the site this week? We posted a podcast!
That was last week.
I know, we're reviewing last week. Look at this awesome comic I drew. Maybe we could act it out.
Oh yeah, you guys act it out.
I'll be, Neckbeard?
No.
I'll be Wolfshirt?
Yeah, it goes with how you look.
Oh, Weskimo, you're, you're Neckbeard.
Apparently I'm Neckbeard.
Do your best Neckbeard voice.
I don't even... What do you structure him after?
A big neck beardy nerd.
I'm just gonna say it normally.
Alright, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I've almost beaten Golden Sun.
How's that going?
I hate it.
Why don't you just quit?
Because I have to beat it before playing its carbon copy sequel. Must play RPGs.
Does this represent your life, Weskimo?
No.
Oh, come on. Tell us about how you hated Suikoden and kept playing them anyways.
Only the one. Only the one sucked.
Yeah, but you played through it anyway.
This is true.
And then you played the next one.
Which was not a carbon copy sequel. Because it was actually good.
I just beat Golden Sun, and I did not... I was okay. But I feel obligated to now buy the sequel on eBay.
So does this represent your life as well?
It might. We had an awesome article posted on the site this week. Sulcy, doing some great work for us, detailing several events that will be competed over at the Nerd Olympics 2010.
I gotta say, I'm a pretty big fan of this idea here that you guys have working with the event previews. And like, it's awesome to have that kind of write-up ahead of time. Gives us a little more, almost, credibility.
And it lets people practice. Like I said, an hour a day per game, and you should be in competition form.
Good God.
Have you been training?
No.
Well.
Not at all.
You're going to lose.
Yeah, well, I lose. Yeah, I don't know. I won. I was a Nerd Olympics champion.
What'd you win?
Once.
Total.
Overall 1 year.
Wow. I was the overall winner 1 year, and I'm happy with that. Since then, I've sort of dropped off a whole lot.
Yeah, my feeling is that as soon as I get that first place, then I can relax.
Yeah.
But before then, uh-uh.
It's old news. It's old news after you won one.
So, Sulcy, do you have anything you'd like to tell us about your inspiration for the article, how you feel as an artist?
How you feel about your chances at Nerd Olympics?
Oh, I don't think they're too good. But there's a lot of fun Flash games that you can practice on, which, you know, are good
for
internet at work.
A great recreation of the Warcraft 3 Tower Defense level that we're doing done in Flash. So that's a great thing to train on.
Any of the more puzzly type games.
That's right, in Flash
like
form.
Like Bomberman or Tetris. Obviously Tetris.
Yeah. So I should get some Bomberman training.
Yeah.
Oh, you should, because chances are you'll just kill yourself anyway, as we found out.
Yeah, we trained for hours and didn't get any better at all. The level, the easy level PCs were still destroying
yeah.
us. Well, thanks for joining us on episode 3 of Shuffling Deadcast, the ShufflingDead.com podcast. I'd like to thank my co-host, Salsi.
Yeah, thanks.
And special guest, Weskimo.
Always a pleasure.
Did you enjoy coming by the show?
I did.
Do you like the podcast format?
Yeah, actually, it's pretty decent.
Do you feel educated now?
Educated? Not
I think all those news stories we covered.
Yeah, you know what? This is one way for me to get my news, is to come by and be on this podcast.
Force fed.
All the news that matters,
yeah,
by the way.
All the news that matters.
Remember, you can learn more about everything you've heard today by visiting shufflingdead.com. We do show notes. I'll link to all the articles in there. Also, check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/shufflingdead. Follow us on Facebook. You'll have to search up Shuffling Dead because we don't have a proper Facebook URL yet because you need 100 fans.
Oh.
By the way, become a fan of us on Facebook. Or you can check out our videos at youtube.com/marnax, M-A-R-N-A-X. Contact your hosts, Salsi and Noobs, at hosts@shufflingdead.com. That's HOSTS at shufflingdead.com.
And comment if you listen, because we're pretty sure no one listens.
By the way, we have yet to receive a single comment regarding the podcast. So, I don't care what you have to say, just give us some indication that you actually listened to this episode of the podcast.
You can't do it, Weskimo.
I know, I can't go on and do it. And I'm expecting someone just to post a giant question mark.
Just send us a blank email at hosts@shufflingdead.com just so we know you actually heard us.
Some acknowledgement would be nice, I think.
That's right, and if you want to actually say something or ask us a question, we'd love to answer it on air.
Yeah, or you can be a guest, maybe. We can figure it out.
That's right. If you're local, we'll put you on as a guest. Thanks for listening. Bye, everybody.